Hey, church friends, it's another Friday, and we have a couple chapters left of 2 Corinthians. Today we're in chapter 12, and it's kind of a longer chapter here today. Now, we've talked a lot about Paul and humility and boasting and not boasting, and Paul really goes around in circles a little bit with today, talking about humility and so one thing that I want to point out before we get back into the humility thing is this really cool thing about Paul writing about heaven. Now, it was very common to speak in third person in order to prevent it from looking like they were bragging. And this is what Paul does here. He's talking about himself. He says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Now, this is an interesting concept, this third heaven. A lot of the time when they talked about these heavens, the first heaven would kind of be the sky. So right above us, the sky, the air, and then above that would be the stratosphere. And then the heaven he's talking about is heaven as we think of it, where God lives. So he says, I know a man in Christ who was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. So he's saying, I don't know if I was conscious or not. I don't know if this really happened or if this is a vision that God gave me. And I know that this man, speaking of himself, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise. And listen to this. And heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. Now, I don't know about you, but this makes me super excited, a little bit jealous of Paul, because 14 years before he wrote this, God allowed him to see a glimpse of heaven, and it says that he saw and heard inexpressible things. Things that no one is permitted to tell. So God's kind of like, I want to show you this just a little bit, experience this a little bit, but don't tell anyone. So presumably Paul carried this glimpse of heaven with him the rest of his life, but he wanted to make sure we heard about it a little bit, or the readers of 2 Corinthians. And so we see Paul here going back and forth, and if I'm really honest, as I read this, he's kind of saying, I won't boast, but I'm going to. I won't boast, but if I did boast, it would be true. It's almost comical to me because he vacillates like this throughout the chapter. It's as if he's writing so fast. He's just writing everything that pops into his mind. He's got no eraser. He doesn't go back and proofread it. This is just my impression of it. He's just freely telling the Corinthians what he thinks. And then in verses 7 through 10, he says something really interesting. And for people who do not believe that Christians should ever have problems, if you're really walking with God, I guess the first question is, do you think Paul was walking with God? I have no doubt about that. He was. But he has something, some issue in his life that is unresolved. So that theology of God doesn't ever want you to struggle, well, tell that to Paul here, because here's what he says, the second half of verse 7 through the 10th. He says, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Now think about that word, torment. Torment isn't just a little annoying problem, right? Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul goes on to say, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why for Christ's sake I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. He's saying when he's weak, he has God's strength because God says that his power is made perfect in weakness. So let's think about this today. Do you have a thorn in your side? We don't know what Paul's thorn was. We don't know whether Paul's thorn was something physical, whether it was a sin that he was constantly tempted with that just burdened him so badly. We know it wasn't little because it says that it tormented him and that he pleaded with God. He didn't just gently ask him, hey God, if you've got time or if you wouldn't mind taking care of this thorn, but he's got something. We don't know what, but he's got something. But then he comes to the point of saying that he delights in weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties. I'm not there yet, are you? I don't delight in those things. But when he's weak, then he's strong because the strength isn't his, it's the Lord. He goes on to express some concerns about the Corinthians. I'll let you read through that. And again, kind of vacillates, just kind of writing down his thoughts. It seems to be as quick as he can. So that's Friday, 2 Corinthians 12. I'll be back with you on Monday, and we will finish out 2 Corinthians with the 13th chapter.